Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Republic of Macedonia welcomes the delegation of Zimbabwe headed by His Excellency the Vice President, Mr. Mnangagwa, and thanks them for the presentation of their national report for the second UPR cycle. We welcome Zimbabwe's ratification of important international documents since their first UPR in 2011, as well as continued legislative and institutional improvements at the national level to promote and protect human rights. The Republic of Macedonia commends the government's cooperation with international treaty bodies in the domain of human rights. We note with appreciation the adoption of a new constitution with an expansive declaration of rights, the strengthening of institutional frameworks for promotion and protection of human rights by either establishing new institutions or strengthening existing ones. As regards to the new 2013 constitution provisions that protect women's rights and prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender, the Republic of Macedonia is nevertheless concerned that the obstacles to the advancement of women remains in the areas of public and professional life, as well as in decision-making positions, including the judiciary, local government, and the private sector. The Republic of Macedonia encourages the government of Zimbabwe to give high priority to the process of fully incorporating CEDAW into its legal framework and practice. We would like to ask the delegation of Zimbabwe the following. While noting the efforts of the government of Zimbabwe in order to prohibit torture, other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment, please provide us with an update on the measures that the government has taken to ratify the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment or Punishment and its optional protocol. Despite accepting the recommendations to consider abolishing the death penalty and introducing a moratorium on execution, Zimbabwe only abolished the death sentence for women and those